Today we begin lesson 147 in Parshas Toldos. We're going to be learning Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27, from Pasuk Mem Vav, 46, and they go into chapter Chav Ches, 28, through Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk number 4. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're at the very bottom of page 42, two lines from the bottom. Vatomer Rivka el Yitzchak katzti v'chayai mipenei benos ches im lokeach Yaakov. Isha mipenos ches koela bimenos haretz lomo li chayim. Vayikro Yitzchak el Yaakov v'yavarach oso v'yetzavehu v'yomer lo lo sikach isha mipenos kenoan. Kum lech padeno aram beso v'suel avi imecho. וכך לך משום אישו מבנוס לבון אחי אימך, ואל שדה יברך אוסך ויפרך וירבך, והייסו לקל עמים, ויתן לך אס ברכס אברהם לכל עזרך, איתך לרשתך אס ארץ מגורך, אשר נוסן אלוהים לאברהם. Let's look at the psukim inside. Now that Rivka has told Yaakov that he should run away, Rivka has to find a way for Yitzchak to want to send Yaakov away without Yitzchak realizing the dangers that are there. Now Rivka certainly could have just gone to Yitzchak and said, listen, Esav wants to kill Yaakov, but that would cause Yitzchak tremendous distress. And Rivka did not want to cause him that type of anguish. So she comes up with a subterfuge. And she complains about Esav's wives, implying what Yitzchak should be thinking of doing. Memva vatomer Rivka el Yitzchak. And Rivka said to Yitzchak, katzti, I am disgusted b'chayai with my life. What is disgusting my life? Mipnei, because of the benos ches, the daughters of ches that Esav has married. Now, im lokeach Yaakov isha, if Yaakov lokeach takes a wife, either from mibenos ches ka'ela, like from the daughters of ches, like these women, or for that matter, mibenos arts, or from the daughters of the land, any Canaanite woman, now that Esav is married, not proper women, and if Yaakov will do that, then lomo li chayim, literally, why do I need life, or what use is my life to me? So she's showing her great unhappiness, and therefore Yitzchak realizes that's not a bad idea what she's saying. So the whole intent, as Rivka wants, is that although Yaakov will be running away to save his life, Yitzchak will not realize that, and therefore Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov, and Yitzchak calls for Yaakov, and we're going to see he's going to give him two blessings, and give him two commandments. Blessing number one, Vayavarach Aso, and he blessed him. The commentaries say it was the blessings of Olam Haba, of the world to come. Now comes the first commandment, and it's a negative commandment. Vayitzaveh, and he commanded him. Vayomer lo, and he says to him, Lo sikach isha mibenos Kenan. Do not take a woman from the daughters of Canaan for a wife. That's the negative commandment. Now comes the positive commandment in Pasuk Beis. Kum, arise. Lech, go. Padeno Aram. To Padan Aram. And where specifically? Besa, to the house of Besuel. Avi Imoch. The father of your mother. And what should you do there? Vekach lechom isha misha. And take for yourself from there a wife. Mibenos Lavan, from the daughters of Lavan, Achi Imoch, the brother of your mother. So go to your grandfather's home, Besuel, and find daughters from your uncle Lavan and marry them. So that's the positive command. And following that positive command, he gives blessings that are basically for this worldly type of blessings. The El Shaddai and the Almighty God, Yivarech Osa, will bless you. And there's a number of ways of discussing how we'll have many children. The Yafracha, he'll make you fruitful. The Yarbacha, he'll multiply you. The Hayu Yisan, you shall become Likahal Amim, for an assembly of nations. What else? The blessings. Dalet v'yitain l'cha, and he shall give you, Hashem, as Birkas Avram, the blessings of Avram, which were the blessings of v'esecha l'goy gadol, make into a great nation, v'yisbarachu v'zarecha, and that your and that these nations and the nations will bless themselves through your children, that they should bless their children to be like your children are so great. And this blessing of Avram will be l'cha to you, ulezarecha itcha, and to your children with you, and in together with many children. There always goes together the other blessing, l'rishta, that you may inherit es eretz migurecha, the land which you have been living in, meaning the land of Canaan, Asher nasan Elohim le'Avram, which the Almighty God gave to Avram. So basically, Yitzchak gives Yaakov two commands: positive command, negative command, do not marry any women from Canaan; positive command, go to Paddan Aram and find a wife from the family of Lavan. The blessings of Olam Haba and the blessings of this world, multiple blessings in terms of having many children and inheriting the land of Eretz Canaan. Let's look at the questions. Number one. Lama lo higida Rivka li Yitzchak ha'emes she'esav rotze laharog es Yaakov. Why doesn't Rivka tell Yitzchak the truth, that Esav wants to kill Yaakov, because that would cause him much anguish to know that Esav was that wicked that he would kill his brother. To targem katzti, I am disgusted. Three, mihaya nosui libenos ches, who was married to the daughters of ches? Esav. For ma'amra li Yitzchak albenos ches shenisu le'esav. What did Rivka say to Yitzchak regarding the daughters of ches that Esav married? They've made my life disgusting. Five, ma'amra Rivka li Yitzchak kedei lishachnea oso shlo yishar Yaakov eretz Canaan. What did Rivka say to Yitzchak lishachnea in order to persuade him that Yaakov should not remain in the land of Canaan? She said that if Yaakov will marry any women from the land of Canaan or the daughters of Ches like this, why should I be alive anymore? Six, I am Yitzchak, Hiskim, Sheyaakov Yel Choron. Did Yitzchak agree that Yaakov should go to Choron? Yes. Seven, Matziva Yaakov, Yitzchak, Yaakov. What two commands did Yitzchak give Yaakov? Number one, not to marry any girls from the land of Canaan, and to go to Lavan's house and find a wife there. Eight, Be'ezav bracha berich Yitzchak es Yaakov betchila. With which blessing did Yitzchak initially bless Yaakov? Blessings of Olam Haba. Nine, Me'ela benos tziva Yitzchak Yaakov shlo yikach isha. From which daughters did Yitzchak command Yaakov not to take a woman? From the benos ha'aretz, from the daughters of the land of Canaan. Ten, Le'efo tziva Yaakov es Yitzchak olechus limtso isha. Where does Yitzchak command Yaakov to go to find a wife? To the land of Paddan Aram. 11. Le'eze matora. For what purpose? Tziva Yitzchak is Yaakov shilch l'Paddan Aram. Did Yitzchak command Yaakov to go to Paddan Aram to marry a daughter from the house of Lavan? 12. Me'efu b'Paddan Aram. Specifically, where in Paddan Aram? Tziva Yaakov is Yitzchak is Yaakov shilch l'kachishu. Did Yitzchak command Yaakov to take a wife? From the house of Besuel. 13. Be'ela brachos birich Yitzchak es Yaakov v'fnei she'etzel Paddan Aram. With which blessings did Yitzchak bless Yaakov before he went to Paddan Aram? The blessings of lots of children and the land of Eretz Yisrael. 14. Ma'al birchas Avram. What's the specific birchas Avram? It's amongst them that Hashem said to Avram, you'll become a great nation. And number two, and other nations will bless their children through your children. 15. Ba'er kahal amim. Kalami means an assembly of nations. 16. Mayim shlosha lashona shal ribu bonim shabahem berich Yitzchak es Yaakov. What were the three expressions of many children that Avram gave Yitzchak? V'yafracha, Hashem should make you fruitful. V'yarbacha, shall multiply you. V'yisala kalamim, and you shall be like an assembly of nations. 18. Lifnei sheyasa Yaakov v'chor ma hayo eretz hamugurim shalo. Before Yaakov left Haran, where was the land that he was living in? It was the land of Canaan. Let's go over to Pesukim one more time from Pasuk Mem Vav. Vatomer Rivka el Yitzchak katzti v'chayai mipnei benos ches im lokech Yaakov isha mibenos ches koela mibenos haretz lamali chayim Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov vayivarech also vayisaveu vayomer lo lo sikach isha mi benos kinoan kum leich padeno aram beso v'suel avi imecha v'kach lecha misham isha mi benos lavan achi imecha v'el shaddai yivarech osecha v'yarpecha v'yarpecha v'yisolikal amim v'yiten lecha esberkas avraham lecha lezaracha itoch L'rishtecha es eretz migorecha shenosan Elohim li'Avraham. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson. Have a great day.